following intense fighting and shelling. The world's leading nuclear authority said that they were concerned but not panicked about the damage to the power station, which generates about one quarter of Ukraine's power. Premier Doug Ford said Ontario is moving to deregulate traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture as the current system prevents people who only speak Cantonese or Mandarin from writing licensing exams. Practitioners said they were shocked by the proposal because they had not been calling for it, but Ford said he heard from the Chinese community that a change in the system needs to happen. Ford says he won't change anything until the government consults further. Ontario's police watchdog says the Toronto police officer who shot a renowned gunsmith in Simcoe did so in self-defense. 70-year-old Roger Kotenko died November 3rd after police executed a search warrant at his home. Kotenko was pointing a firearm at the officers who yelled at him to drop it before he was shot. This comes as the Toronto Police Services Board faces a $23 million civil suit from Kotenko's family, who accused police of conducting an unlawful raid that led to his wrongful death. The Holy Spirit Ukrainian Catholic Church in Hamilton is collecting donations amid the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. The church is asking anyone with extra medical supplies, such as large bandages and antibiotics, to donate them to the church. The donation deadline is this Saturday at noon, with the donations immediately being shipped to Ukraine and neighboring countries for fleeing refugees. Hamilton's transit agency is set to acknowledge International Women's Day with a recruitment drive encouraging more female drivers to get behind the wheel. Hamilton Street Railway will host a virtual information session on March 8th amid its prime recruiting season for operators with a focus on women pursuing a career in transit. The virtual information session will be available to everyone on YouTube from 1:30 to 2:30. The HSR's recruitment season runs from March 3rd to March 23rd. And Ontario is reporting just over 2,000 new cases of COVID-19. The city of Hamilton currently has 133 active cases of the virus. In total, Hamilton has had nearly 49,000 cases of the virus and 524 deaths. Indie sports. The Toronto Raptors are looking for a win tonight when they face off against the Orlando Magic. The only Canadian team in the NHL lineup tonight is the Winnipeg Jets. They versus the Dallas Stars at 8 p.m. And the Toronto Maple Leafs are back in action tomorrow night versus the Vancouver Canucks. Indy weather. Sunny skies are in the forecast for today with a high of +2. We'll have clear skies tonight with a low of -6, but feeling like -12 with the wind chill. And tomorrow is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of +4. Right now at 0, I'm Megan Daniels with Indy News.
Indy 101.5 FM. This is CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative.
I'm cracked up to be duplicitous endeavors aren't exactly innocent. The pain still comes with pleasure. Fake it till you make it, or just say whatever. It's all a loss of innocence, but innocence is never all that is cracked up to be duplicitous endeavors aren't exactly innocent. The pain still comes with pleasure. Fake it till you make it. I can shake these. Don't mistake.
gotta let me know. If you're underwater, send a message in the bubbles. And if you want it in, you'd be like sin. Anything you want, dear. Anything you need, dear. Anything you wanna hear.
I need to find home care for my dad. My husband can't find a job. Our fights hurt the kids. When you don't know where to turn, turn to 211, the helpline to community and social services in 150 languages. 211 is free, confidential, 24/7, and answered by friendly specialists. Dial 211 or search 211ontario.ca. 211 helps people find the right community and social services. 211, when you don't know where to turn. Supported by United Way, your local community, and the governments of Ontario and Canada.
Hi, I'm Lisa Ray. As an actor, I played many roles, but I didn't choose my latest one. Living with multiple myeloma, a rare and incurable cancer of the bone marrow. For most patients, myeloma was quickly fatal. Now, thanks to new treatments and better education, people like me can live longer, productive lives. We all deserve an equal chance to fight myeloma. That means the right care at the right time. Join the fight. Make myeloma matter. Visit myelomacanada.ca.
This is Indie 101.5. But you knew that already. We're Hamilton's home for alternative.
People talking every day. Take some time and think it over. Hard to think of what to say. Try to listen to what. People warring every day, taking sides against each other. People changing every way. Try to listen to one another. There's a setting sun, a place for everyone. Won't you spend some time? Talk to each other.
Just give it a little time. You don't need to burn it down. Just give it a little time.
Strokes.
alternative rock to Hamilton, Burlington, and surrounding areas. This is Indy 101.5.
I still hear your voice trying to rip my world to pieces. But I'm not your toy. You can break and leave there bleeding. The damage is done. Moving on if I'm ready or not. But you drag me through mud. Here I come now. I'm out for blood. Yourself and lose your friends. I hope they call you out for things you said. I hope you're miserable until you're dead. To myself, if I said it out loud, you'd be burning in hell, and I can make everybody hate you almost as much as you hate yourself. But I won't, cause I know one day it'll come around. But forget you for now. I hope you never fall in love again. I hope you be yourself and lose your friends. I hope they call you out for things you said. You're miserable until you're dead. The damage is done. Moving on if I'm ready or not. But you drag me through mud. Here I come now. I'm out for blood.
I'm out for blood.
You out for things you said. I hope you're miserable until you're dead.
Na 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 na. The happy band riding kids, the terrifying lunatic. Nothing that you see is true, but you're permitted to believe. Telling such tall tales. Separate the fiction from the fake. Be rational, don't be afraid. It's not real. It is invented. Colors fade first. Sunset drive and see. Forget about that your eyes receive. Misappropriations all caused by design. Forget about the world that we suspend in disbelief. It's not a truth but an illusion that your eyes receive. Misappropriations all caused by design. Back and forth they creak and moan. The cynics in their wooden thrones. Authenticity is rare by proprietary means. We'll be right back.
suspend in disbelief. It's not a truth, but an illusion that you have to see. Audiences are troubled by design.
is bleeding. You'll never want it back somehow. Awake, but still I'm dreaming. And never
I know.
to get up and rock it out. You're listening to Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
An irregular heartbeat can mean that your heart is beating too fast or too slow. It can lead to shortness of breath, dizziness, even death. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation funded research into the use of devices like the implantable pacemaker that make an irregular heartbeat regular, keeping hearts beating the way they should. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
Mohawk College is launching its new Center for Entrepreneurship. The center will be hosting exciting events for students, alumni, and the community. The college's new center is committed to growing the entrepreneurial spirit and mindset, both in the classroom and out in the community. Mohawk has a long line of successful alumni entrepreneurs. If you're interested in what Mohawk's new Center for Entrepreneurship has to offer, check them out on YouTube. You can follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Mohawk Surge.
From Waterdown to Binbrook and beyond, this is Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Fine for me.
It's mainly sunny today. I'm Megan Daniels. Here's what's making news. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is heading to Europe this weekend to meet with allies over their responses to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Trudeau will travel to London, Berlin, and Latvia, where Canada is leading a multinational